TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
I might be going to Comic-Con. We will
see. Oh, really?
See.
Today?
No, in July.
Well, there's more than one asshole.
Sorry, the big one, the San Diego one.
All right, then.
If you say Comic-Con, it's San Diego.
Not true.
I think the other ones are actually called different ones. Like, I think WonderCon.
New York Comic-Con is still called Comic-Con.
Bullshit.
And technically, Comic-Con, as you refer to it, is called the San Diego Comic-Con.
No, it's called Comic-Con
now. You may both lick my comic-nuts.
All right.
Oh, no.
No one wants to sync up because he wants to get started.
The New York one's called New York Comic-Con Fuck Tim.
Yes.
You got that?
No, that's the New Jersey one.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this TanCast. This week we catch up on a lot of listener email, Andy's kid has a death wish, and we do a lot of TV talk. And when you hear this sound... That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Hi, welcome to TanCast. I'm Tim.
I'm Andy.
You're a real fuck. You know that, Andy?
In Noah. In cast. I have a pre-written statement I'd like to read.
Oh.
Okay. Is this about the Army of the 12 Monkeys?
No. Oh, dear TanCast listeners. No, I was going through, so I'm going to try a new system of like categorizing our email. And I was going through, and there's a lot of shit I had starred. Maybe, I know I'm shitty at unstarring stuff, but I think there's a lot of shit we didn't read, like listener mails and emails. And I want to say I'm sorry. I just declared bankruptcy and fucking unstarred most shit because like 200 something. I'm like, I'm fucking not going to get through all this. So if we never got to your email, I'm sorry. We'll do better going forward.
Don't worry. They've already stopped listening. The numbers don't lie.
Noah's mouth
they
is writing.
They couldn't even hear your apology.
His mouth is writing checks that our podcast will never cash.
We could do slightly better than we have been.
I already got some listener emails. Do you want to save those to the end or to the beginning or end?
We can do whatever. We can do it right now if you want. Do you want to do some listener email, baby?
Let's do it.
Let's do some motherfucking listener email. These listeners be emailing in. We've been listening to that shit.
Captain, incoming message.
You've got mail.
Message for you, son.
DeVille is here.
TanCast. Listener email.
So yeah, I'm starting to put stuff in Evernote to make it easier to track. I think we read this, and I just forgot. A long time ago, like 2012, Eric wrote us a song and played it. We played that, right?
Are you referring to the Tan Laugh jingle?
Yes.
Yeah, we've played it.
Tan Laugh time.
Several times.
Tan Laugh time. Laughing in public ain't a crime. Sit back, relax, and unwind. Cause it is Tan Laugh time.
Noah doesn't listen to the episodes.
I do. That was 3 years
He's
ago.
He's referred to it in subsequent Tan Laughs he sent in.
3 years ago.
Holy shit. I did the math last night, and if it was your 9-to-5 job, it would take you 2 months to get through TanCast now.
Also, if it was your 9-to-5 job, you would kill yourself long before you got to the end of those 2 months.
Well, see, I did assume that you would take Saturdays and Sundays off to repair all the internal damage.
I don't know if that would do it, boss. I can't come in this week.
I'm sick of their shit. Andy's giving me diarrhea.
Oof, I have to swallow this gallon of rat poison. What, Noah?
Don't do it. Don't swallow rat poison.
Yes, that's a public service announcement from TanCast. Don't swallow rat poison.
The more you know.
So, yes, this one's just from Roger. I don't know if we read this. It's just recommending a worse movie. Even though we're not doing it anymore, I'm like, maybe other people want to hear about it. It's called Laser Blast. If you can find it, done.
I feel like I've suffered enough.
There's also one from Brandon. He recommends, he says, hi guys, which this is back in July. I don't think we read this, but maybe we did. I don't remember.
I have a start. I think we did.
All right. Then that is done. See, look, we're just checking off shit.
Cleaning a house with Noah in the morning.
Well, just in case people don't remember that episode, I can reread it real quick.
No. It's fine.
All right. Brandon, you almost had a second bite of the apple, but not today. Oh, we definitely did the Dean opinion about Android or iOS smartphone.
We did or didn't?
Right?
We did.
Okay. I was saying we did, but your questioning made me wonder.
Well, like I said, some of them I did recognize. I was just like, oh yeah, we definitely done this. But some of them, like, I don't think we ever read this. I'm pretty sure we had done the jingle because I was like, fuck, someone sent a song, we'd be all over that. But it's just been so long. This one is from recently, and it's from Tyler. He says, "Hey guys, Tyler Tangcast, number one FNAF Friday Night Freddy's fan. Hope this email reaches you well. Anyways, I didn't get to the last episode, but tell Robin I said hi and tell her that Freddy Fabears and the rest of the crew says hi too, and they hope they'll see her soon."
We'll see you soon.
I still have not played that game.
I still haven't either.
Yeah. I was reading a story for Drew last night that was about the monster in the woods. At the very end, the quote-unquote monster shows up, and it's like a cute little, I don't know, possum or something. It's like smaller than all the other animals that were afraid of it. But it declares itself to be the monster in the woods, so I read it with a monster voice. Up until the point where I got to, "My friends, call me Snuggles."
That's perfect.
Then I laughed a lot.
That's your monster voice, huh?
Yeah.
Sounds a bit like Batman.
I actually did as I was, it was sort of descending into Batman, turned to my wife and went, "Joker! Joker! Look at my dick!" I sort of mumbled the last one and got away with it, I think, because Drew did not repeat that ad nauseum.
Oh, he knows.
He probably does.
He's going to take it to school tomorrow.
You should
probably
put
not tomorrow,
probably
Sunday.
Not tomorrow.
You should
no
put
Sunday
him in
school for us.
A Bane mask.
Yes. Let's send him trick-or-treating. "Perhaps he's wondering whether you would like a trick or a treat."
Right.
Back to the emails. Can I do one that I know we skipped over?
Yeah, go for it.
So this one's from Chelsea. It was back in November, and a bunch of people sent me this thing, either by email or Facebook or Twitter. But Chelsea's the one who sent it to Tancast. It's, hang on, I will copy the link. It's a picture. It's a comic book of Superman and Lois Lane about to have sex.
Oh yeah. That was one of them.
And then basically Superman takes off his pants, and Lois Lane goes, "What in the hell is that?" He's like, "My penis." "Why? It has pincers. Why does it have pincers?" "To grab onto you." And Lois Lane was harshly reminded that Superman was, after all, an extraterrestrial.
But I like the look on his face, like when he says to grab onto you, like, "What? What the fuck's your problem, lady? Like, this is normal."
Sorry, I've seen this before. Still hilarious.
And pretty good artwork.
I just love the way that they did the "to grab onto you."
And almost everybody who sent it to me said something to the effect of, "Look out, Noah."
Wait, say that again?
Everyone who sent that to me said, "Oh, look out, Noah."
Oh. Really?
Superman's pincer dick is coming for your butt.
I'm not worried. Tyler writes in quite a bit, and so he's got another one. Also sit in February. So I went back, I'm going pretty recently, but yeah, when I was looking, I'm like, fuck, 200 more of these to go? I'm like, I'm not forwarding these all to Evernote to categorize. So anyways, he says, "Hey guys, you want to know what grinds my gears? PETA. I think he's talking about Hunger Games? No, he's not. He said, "PETA thinks that Pokemon franchise is encouraging animal abuse. They cannot be farther from the truth. Ingrid Newkirk is evil, and she thinks she can profit from that stupid Flash game she and PETA made. Bullshit! Pete is basically the Team Plasma of the real world, which I'm sure if you watch Pokemon means something.
I'm sure that was clever as hell.
In Pokemon Black and White, Team Plasma... Oh, he's going to tell me. In Pokemon Black and White, Team Plasma wants Pokemon liberation, which is what PETA wants. But at least Team Plasma doesn't firebomb buildings like PETA. Like PETA does. Anyways, PETA and her Pokemon-hating sycophants disgust me, and that is what grinds my gears. Thank you for your time.
And this has been editorial comments from the TanlCast listenership.
Let's see.
I think it's hilarious. Uh-oh.
What's going on?
I'm on baby duty, and I think I hear him crying. I'll be back.
All right. Well, I got one more, so we can we'll do this one. This is another one from Tyler. I think you should be like number 10 cast number one letter writer, Tyler. What do you think? Anyways, it says, "What's up, Tim, Andy, and Noah? Tyler, former 10 cast number one pony fan, now 10 cast number one Five Nights at Freddy's fan here. Just saying Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays." So this is back in December. To my favorite two foul mouth man-child stooges. Two? Me and my brother, Eric, you may know him as Puka Jeffles on Twitter, have loved your show since we heard it on Netcot podcast, RIP Netcot. My favorite episode has always been Keep Your Expectations Low. I have a great tan topic for the episode after New Year's. What are your New Year's resolutions? Mine is to try to join the forums and have my profile picture be Fetty Faber, Fazbear. How do you say that, Andy? You think F-A-Z-B-E-A-R. Fazbear?
Sure.
All right. So if I join the forums and you see a post with the profile picture of a scary animatronic bear, that's me. Well, I don't want to take up too much of your valuable podcast time, so this is where I leave you. Keep up the good work, and don't forget to check Pirate Cove frequently. Foxy is very fond of booty, especially black booty, so watch out, Noah. Sincerely, Tyler and the Friends of Freddy Faber. P.S. This is a suggestion, but you should call one of your episodes Talk Like a Pirate Day. Have you been checking Pirate Cove? Just throwing that out there for you. What's the Pirate Cove thing?
I don't know, but I've been watching Candle Cove.
What is that?
Oh, it's a bit of creepy copypasta.
Wait, say that again, Andy?
Stories that's, you know, creepy story that somebody started on some forum, and it's been, like, copied and pasted to other places, copypasta.
Oh,
I thought those were called creepypasta.
Well, this one is creepypasta because it is a creepy copypasta. But there are other types of copypasta, like ones about a seal threatening, like a Navy SEAL or a guy who claims to be a Navy SEAL, threatening a guy. And it is hilarious. People post it on Reddit all the time, and it gets slightly less hilarious every time they do it.
Like... Every time I think I know about the internet, you guys fucking say something. I'm like, what the fuck are you guys talking about?
I got another one that we haven't read. It's from CJ.
Alrighty.
Okay, go for it.
It's really short. It says, probably what's outside Noah's window right now, and it's the Shia LaBeouf stage performance that we talked about a while back. Which is why we had already talked about it before CJ. I think this is from CJ. It says he signed it CJ. The name in the actual email bar is something different. But anyway, we had already talked about it, so we'd never circled back to this email to say, yeah, we already talked about it. But you know what, CJ? You're doing it. Although clearly not listening, because you sent us something we already talked about. So it hurts. That's what I'm saying. It hurts.
It hurts so good.
Ooh, baby, is it hurt so good? Sometimes love don't feel like it should. It hurts so good. I have one. Did we read this one from Chris that came in last year, September? Do you remember this, Tim?
Unfortunately, I now have an armful of baby, and I can't really check.
All right. Well, I'll start, and maybe you guys remember. So this is from Chris. It says,
really?
Tim. Yeah. Tim, Andy, Noah, the funniest thing happened to me a few weeks ago. I was listening to episode 299 and was flabbergasted that y'all remember me. It's been a few years, and yes, I'm still a listener. The past few years have been a very thrilling ride, and y'all have really been there for me. Andy, don't start crying. When I first started listening to episode 1,
Hookied on Pahonikes, working for me.
I thought you were laughing at the Eddie not crying.
I was laughing at it.
I never would have guessed that I just made three friends who would keep me entertained and sometimes comfort me for many years. I kind of went through a period of 3 years when I was lost, and now I realize I was just a mental shift into adulthood. I was deeply depressed, couldn't hold a job. You know, I didn't ask if I could read this, so hopefully this is okay. I didn't think about that. I mean, not that, you know, I just read the feeling anything crazy. As if I had lost all my drive for anything, I finally made it through that period and have regained my drive, reconfigured my career choice, and overall feel happy again. I really am glad I had your podcast in many of those weeks because it was something I could count on. As retarded as it may seem, it just felt normal. Andy mentioned it once, and you three understand normal perception, but like to twist the fuck out of it and push boundaries. I rescued a husky a year ago, and his name is Roy, which is a Doctor Who reference. A few months ago, I met a guy, and he's cool as hell, so I introduced him to Tancast, and he gets it. He also became a Disney annual pass holder like myself, so I think it might actually be the start of a good thing. Shout out to Travis. Tim, congrats on your accomplishments. I can't believe you're a dad and expecting another. Your wedding, new car purchase, etc. Andy, you're awesome. And because of sexy bear-like qualities, I have accepted that I'm a bear, too. I also really enjoy listening to you on go on, on, and on. You have a really good point of view, but you're still ADHD.
Yep, the Nora, words don't stop it until the break of dawn. They go on and on and on and on and on.
I think this is when we do have 300 episode, maybe, or hits. So he says, here's to 300 more podcasts. Maybe I'll be a guest on one of them after all. I'm always going to be a Tancast number one gay fan.
I like that he says we're always there for him, except for that 1 week when episode 207 was supposed to come out.
Oh!
Oh, yeah. Where in the
world is episode 207?
Good one. Way to bring it back.
Oh, Tim, you're Catholic.
I was like, this is too sentimental.
You are Catholicing on expert mode. that guilt was just so crisp.
Oh, you said
so
P.S.
Well done.
P.S. My darkest time was when I was when expecting episode 207. It never came out.
P.P.S. Andy, seriously, a Rickroll? Fuck you in your mouth. you know, I just realized something. So my wife was saying last night.
My wife.
Yeah, that's the one. she was saying last night. You know, you realize that when Drew's a teenager, he's probably going to listen to Tancast. And that's what got me thinking about the whole, like, how long it would take him to catch up. And then I realized, no, if we're, like, still doing this when Drew's a teenager, he might just, like, subscribe. I'm like, that's going to be really embarrassing for him. But I realize right now, after I just said, F my mouth, that he is literally right outside a thin glass window door from me. Just playing, doing Drew things. Probably listen to me mention his name. And also say the F word. A lot.
Just waiting.
Yeah.
Soon.
That's gonna pay me back later. Well, he was super cute this week. I mean, except for him trying to kill himself yesterday. That was annoying. So
we're not saying anything because we're hoping if we don't, this story won't launch. But I think it's going to.
It's gonna launch.
Fail to launch.
That pause. Was I was waiting for the how the fuck was everyone's week sound to get.
I didn't think we were done with letters. I'm sorry.
Cut.
Were we? Okay, I got one more. I got one more from Matthew, who I don't think we've read, but I also included Tanlas, so maybe we did read it, but you guys can stop me. It says, hey, Tim, Andy, and Noah. This is back in August. You seem to be lacking some jokes for Tanlas and wanted to help out, and Hillary and I are both religiously? listening. Oh, both listen religiously to Tancast each week. If you could give our YouTube channel... You shut your damn mouth!
Tim.
You shut it!
Tim, you next week it. We're just going to hook up text-to-speech and let it take care of these for Noah.
If you could also give our YouTube channel...
Oh, we did read this because I think we shouted out their YouTube... We'll shout out their YouTube channel again.
Yeah.
They need both hits.
Oh, did you check it? What?
No. I don't mean they need both. I don't mean they need both hits, but I mean they. You always use more hits.
I thought you were saying like, oh, two people visit last time, so we'll shout out again, so two more people visit.
I just meant the two other listeners who aren't them could go check out their YouTube channel.
Okay. So it's called Empo, E-M-P-O, Ever After, and a shout out to the show. So we're shouting out.
Out. Oh, shout out jingle.
Now, we're up to our long distance dedication. Let's come start again from coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? It's a last goddamn time. I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that's up tempo, and I gotta talk about a fucking dog dying. What is this fucking ponderous, man? Ponderous, fucking ponderous.
You're doing it, doing it, doing it, doing it, doing it.
Is that a shout jingle?
Yep, that was it.
I'm all
that's exactly how it goes.
Be all I got.
Excellent.
Oh, wait. This is kind of listener email, but a joke as well. So he says, so Tancasters can't say basic bitch anymore and have to start saying... Oh, we said that?
Yes.
Dean, right?
Tidian Quump.
Dean, yep. Good. Oh, I feel good. Very therapeutic. Whew.
I'm sure the listeners do good. Do. He can't remember if they read our email. Doesn't he remember my jingle? Doesn't know how to say religiously.
Religiously.
I don't know why I listen to this shit.
Religious.
There are some words that I just have trouble with sometimes.
Like the?
Like what? Like
the, and be, and the, and the, that, and...
Be, that, fuck
oh,
Andy.
Oh yeah, sure, you're going to show off now. No, you're not fooling anyone.
It's all I got.
Okay.
How the fuck was everyone's week? Andy's going to tell us about some shit. How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
Well, my kid kicks his feet onto the ice in the pond near our house.
What?
It was snowing a little yesterday when I got home. I stopped with Drew to go like walk around in the snow, and it wasn't really like piling up or anything like that, but it's been so fucking cold here that the ponds near our house have all like started to freeze over, and with the snow falling on it, like you could clearly see like where there was dark water and then the ice with a little crust of snow on the top, because it was like, you know, white and dark, very very obvious. And you're just like, oh, I can walk on that. I'm like, no, you can't walk on that. Like, the fact that it's not completely iced over is your first hint that that is a very thin layer of ice. So I told him, okay, you know what? We'll go down to the edge of the pond, and I'll hold on to you, and you can step out onto the ice, and I'll hold you up and slowly, like, you know, let your weight settle onto the ice, and you can listen to it crack. But, you know, when it does crack, I'm going to pull you, you know, back up so you don't just fall into the cold water. You know, it was only, like, 6 inches deep underneath where he was going to be standing.
Kind of spoils the story that we know your kid is playing outside.
Outside the door?
Yeah,
I told
right
you,
now.
I said he tried to kill himself yesterday. I think that right there says he didn't.
See, it's why you'll never be a master storyteller.
Okay.
You
want me to hold you in suspense about the death of my child as I sit here recounting this story only one day later on Tancast?
And like, yeah. Like, he's like, oh, you know, a kid just died, but I think I'll record Tancast.
Yeah,
no,
I think the fact that I'm telling this story gives you the ending.
The show must go on.
Okay.
My one and only died.
Yes.
But you know, I need to entertain
dozens
you
of people are waiting to hear how my week was.
Yes. So I set him on the ice a couple of times, and every time it cracked, and you know, I'd grab him and pull him back up onto the
bank.
Yep. Walk a little further on, and he'd be like, no, it looks really thick right there. I'm like, okay, it's going to be the same thing. And I'd set him on, and it would crack, and I'd pull him back up. So I finally, like, tell him that it's time to go back to the car. You know, it's getting cold. We got to get home, get some dinner. We're walking along the bank, and I have him, like, on the land side of me to keep me between him and the water, because he keeps trying to, like, stop and, like, run over and, you know, stomp one foot down. And, like, not really paying attention to the fact that the bank's kind of steep right at the edge there, too. So I got a hand just on the grip in the back of his winter coat. And he goes, Daddy, I just want to run out right there. And I tell him no, and completely disregards it. He's he has a habit of fucking doing this. It's really annoying. But it's like, you will tell him no, and so he will try to run and do it before you can stop him. Like, he's going to get it done and then just, you know, take the spanking or whatever the hell it is. So he tries to run for the ice, but I still have the hand on the back of his jacket. So as he's basically, like, just full speed, he hits the edge of that bank and, like, starts to launch himself out into the pond. I just yanked him up in the air and continued walking. Like, you are a tiny person. I am a large person. This is going to go how I want it to go. Like, you weigh 45 pounds. I can lift that.
I mean, you know, sometimes you could only save people so much. Sometimes you just got to go, right?
Yeah. And I thought about it. I was like, man, what would have happened if I hadn't had my hand on the bag? He would have just gone crashing out into the ice. I mean, it's not like, you know, a river. It's a pond. I could have waded out and frozen my balls and grabbed him no matter how far out he jumped. You know, it's not like it's not really like he was going to die, but... he would have been soaked and freezing, and we would have been, you know, a couple blocks from the house.
No, are you going to have kids yet?
Maybe you should let him go, and that would taught him a lesson. Like, oh yeah, I should do that.
Yeah, you know what the other lesson it'll teach? My car, as he gets the nasty-ass, like, murky pond water all over the back of it.
No, then he just walks home.
Oh.
You just drive along next to him, like, see? See?
Sucks, doesn't it?
It's cold, isn't it?
Yeah.
You feel that pain? That's frostbite's kicking in. You might want to hurry up and get home.
Yeah. You should get out of those wet things.
I give you about, you know, 10 more minutes before you start losing.
Yeah. Your lips are blue. You better pick up the pace.
Do you like having 10 toes? Well, hustle up.
You like having a nose? You better get the light out.
How do you think your class picture is going to look with no nose? You know what I'd say at the end of the Dark Knight? That's going to be you. Two-Face.
Oh.
So we got home, and he was in trouble. And then... Okay. Sorry. there's also been ice storms and, like, random power outages in the area. And my monitor just went black. I thought that was the end of Tancast. Nope, just my computer fucking with me.
Are you recording? Has it been recording all this time?
Yeah, it's been recording. Yes, it's been recording all this time.
What if the listeners missed any bit of that story? Fuck.
I don't know. Just have to live with it, I guess. So we get home. He's in trouble. I'm explaining to Caitlin why he's in trouble, and she's like, oh, yeah, he and I went down to the pond yesterday, and he did the same thing. Like,
now, that's a story. I want to hear Caitlin holding him up by the, by the shirt.
She can also do it, but she said she just grabbed him by the arm and, you know, kind of like swung him back away from the edge.
I still like the image of Caitlin just walking, holding little Drew by one hand while his little feet kick.
My kid kicks his feet uselessly in the air as my wife hulks out.
If you just let him go, it'll be my kid kicked his little nubs back and forth.
Yeah. He kicks his stumps back and forth. He kicks his stumps back and forth. Oh, suicidal children.
Your child's disobedience is great humor for us.
Not so much for me.
No.
Oh, it's just so fucking willful.
Well, keeping with children kicking their feet. Mine kicked his feet in the water and passed his level 1 swim lesson. Now he's in level 2.
I saw the video.
Hooray. I don't know why my child, because he's skinny, but I guess he's dense, so he doesn't float. So if you put him in the pool, he'll just walk out, and he will not, like, be at the surface. He'll just walk along the bottom until somebody jumps in to get him.
I'm telling you, I think that kid needs to go. Like, he's not long for this world.
Or maybe he is a secret amphibian.
It maybe could be, because he's walked quite far out into a pool and then looked up. And so, like, this, no bad.
Maybe he's just like a superhero and you don't know it yet and he's trying to show you. Like, look, Papa, look what I can do. I can fall down the steps
Aquaman.
And survive.
I will slinky down the steps. Watch me touch my head to my own butt. Backwards. I guess forwards would be even worse.
I mean, there's no good way to touch your head to your butt.
No, there really isn't.
You know, I guess if you had to choose a way.
Yeah. Between backwards and forwards, I'd go for backwards.
Either way,
you're going to wind up with a smelly part. So that's about how my week was, other than the fact that it's fucking cold here. I sent you guys a shot of the weather report as I was about to walk out the door that day.
And I was going to send something mean as a reply, but I decided against it. I'm pretty sure I did.
Because you saw that the wind chill was -2 Fahrenheit?
No.
And I was going to suffer enough?
No.
Really? Oh,
okay.
I was just like, you know what? I don't need to be Mr. One Note Johnson. I don't have to send a negative reply every time Andy sends something.
I'm used to it.
I was going to say, oh, Andy, I think you sent this to the wrong people. Why don't you double check your phone for people who give a shit? But then I decided, you know what's even funnier? If I make a meme of Dave, because he sent the screenshot of the weather and then said, fuck. And I said, I think you spelled that wrong. And I put the shot of Dave Chappelle from What It's Worth. Fuck!
Yep.
Fuck! Dave, we have to talk. Fuck!
And you were right. That was the inflection that I said when I looked at that. I'm like, it is 10. It is fucking 10, and the wind chill has a -2.
I don't even know what that means.
It means it's 10 degrees, but the wind blows makes it feel like it's 2.
Yeah. So
I guess I know what it means. I have no context for what that feels like. That's
like your skin hurts. Like your eyes hurt, and your skin hurts.
Okay.
Yeah.
That time I went to Minnesota, I think I want to say, I don't know if it was -2, but it was, once you get down to the single digits, it's all pretty relative.
Yeah. It was warmer in fucking Iceland than it was in Atlanta this week.
All right.
It was
balmy. it's always interesting talking to people about weather when they come from places where it snows. Cause like because compared to the places I go, I'm like, oh, San Francisco's cold. And I was talking to this guy who's from Philly. He's like, it's not cold in San Francisco. I'm like, well, yes, relative to other places in the world, it is not cold. But relative to the Bay Area, San Francisco's cold.
Yes. The thing about San Francisco is, like, when it gets cold there, like, a lot of other places it gets cold and dry. Like, you know, your nosebleeds and, like, your lungs sting a bit, whatever. But San Francisco gets, like, cold and wet. Like, San Francisco will do cold and foggy at the exact same time. And it just, like, seeps in. Like, it doesn't matter how much clothing you're wearing. You just, like, it gets all the way into you.
Oh, yeah.
Just like I do with your mama.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She's a little cold and wet.
What?
I don't know. She's cold towards me, but she's wet. You know, she wants it, but she's a little cold. I don't know why.
All right. Well, you made it work.
She's aroused yet indifferent.
And also San Francisco will get cold like really fast. Like it's like, oh, it's kind of nice out. Oh, the fog just came in. It's super cold. Well, not super cold. Cold for San Francisco.
Yeah.
Not like, cold for the whole world.
I was wearing short sleeves a minute ago, and now I want to die.
Speaking of mothers, I was going to do some Mother's Day cards for the Tan Laugh store that say, thanks for not swallowing. And then you open it. At least once.
Oh, it's awful. I love
Happy Mother's Day.
Did you come up with that?
Yeah.
Good job, Tim.
Because Dennis Miller had a good one that I don't want to steal. It just says, I can't believe you fucked Dad. Oh, Dennis Miller, you used to be funny.
Oh.
He did.
That's legit. He did used to be funny.
I know, but, you know. Implying he's not funny now.
That is what that's implying.
That's why I said, aw.
I mean, I don't really keep track of him all the time, but the few times he pops up on my radar, he has not made me laugh.
Nope.
Dennis Miller, maybe you're still funny, but I'm missing it.
It's like the more right wing he's gotten, he's just gotten strident, not funny. Like shrill, almost.
I wonder why he didn't come back for the SNL 40th.
They didn't want him.
I mean, Sarah Palin was there.
Yeah, but she actually said something funny.
Burn.
I think he may not be capable of that anymore.
Like Norm MacDonald was back, and he parted company with SNL in not good terms.
Yes, and then did you catch him specifically slowing down the bit that he was in?
No, I did not.
If you go back and watch it, like, everyone else's delivery is a lot faster, and his is like he stumbles on purpose and says everything very slowly.
Nope, didn't notice that. Which bit was that?
Oh, it was that the one all him, standing together? Kevin Nealon. Sorry, was that? No?
Sorry, I was just saying the one they're all standing together.
Oh, so the Weekend Update bit, not the Celebrity Jeopardy bit.
Yes. Yeah, because he did participate in the Celebrity Jeopardy one pretty okay.
Did you read his tweets? He wrote the Celebrity Jeopardy one.
Oh, no, I didn't read the tweets.
Apparently, Eddie Murphy was supposed to be the one who did Bill Cosby. And they went back and forth and back and forth, but he eventually turned it down.
And showed up for all of 2 minutes.
To say basically nothing. Apparently, the word on the street is that he panicked and he was supposed to do more.
He panicked?
Yeah, he hasn't performed in front of a live audience in a while.
Oh, huh.
But don't they practice?
I'm sure they're like, let's just let Eddie do what Eddie wants to do.
Okay. I thought they did dress rehearsals in front of an audience.
I'm sure they do.
Oh, okay. All right, that's all.
Yeah, his is one of the ones that ended with, like, him saying something about, like, why aren't you cutting yet, or I already said the thing, or whatever.
Yep, right? And I'm pretty sure it was because they're like, wait, that's really it? Even people in the booth are like, wait, that's really it?
Yeah, see, I thought that was a miscue at the booth, like it was when Seinfeld said something about, like, we'll be right back, and they missed it.
I was like, 40 years, the crew can't even... I don't know how the crew got a standing ovation after that.
Yeah, that one really surprised me. But then one of their in memoriam things was like a longtime director. I'm like, that's why. All the talent died.
Oh, Bert.
Oh.
Noah is bored.
I did not get enough sleep last night.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't either. No one were you dreaming of me?
No.
Because I was dreaming of you.
Not because of anything exciting. Just I went to my parents and got home late.
Okay. At his parents' house.
Oh, yeah. It was crazy. We watched some basketball.
Masturbating in his old bedroom. Just for old time's sake.
My mom is hilarious. Like, I don't...
Oh, dear.
I mean, I'm sure everyone feels like their mom is, like, quirky and weird, but, like, I really feel like that. Like, and she just... I feel like she misses on, like, social cues that everyone picks up on. Like, this guy, one of Lexi's friends brings, you know, he comes in and he brings a sandwich. And I see my mom look at the sandwich, and as soon as she says, like, oh, that looks good, I'm like, oh, fuck, she's going to ask for a piece of that sandwich. And then she's like, what's in there? And then she's like, can I have some? And I was like, oh, my God. And I don't know what it is about mom. She just always wants what other people have. Like, I was putting on this – it was cold outside. I'm getting ready my bike. I'm putting on this little sweatshirt I have, and she's like, can I have that? I'm like, no. This is mine. I need to wear it to go outside. And then after I managed it, I'm like, it wouldn't even fit you.
Drew's the same way.
Like, but my mom is, you know, 49 years old.
Yeah. It's just very weird. Like, literally last night, Drew was eating pizza. He often doesn't like to eat the crusts. So he brings his plate over to me and says, Daddy, do you want my crust? And I go, sure. I had my hand an inch, I swear to God, from the crust. And he whips the plate away from me and runs back to where he was sitting. Because he did not want the crust until I said yes. And then he instantly wanted it more than anything else in the fucking world.
And then you followed him where he was, snatched the crust out of his hand, and knocked him down.
No, then I sent him on timeout for being a shit. And then ate the crust anyway.
Oh, hopefully right in front of him. Just like,
oh. Yep. Nope. Oh, this is the most delicious crust I've ever eaten. Wait, are those tears? Let me dip it in that for the extra flavor.
Delicious.
Salty.
You know what?
Better than ranch.
we got the crust with the Parmesan baked on, which makes it extra tasty, but not quite as good as with these tears. Oh, yum, 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 yum.
You know what? I think I'm going to have a child.
Why did that convince you?
I mean, you know, think of all the fucked up fun you could have.
He wants a font of child tears to dip his food in.
Exactly. Children are the number one source of child tears.
And, you know, there's so much fun you can have with them.
There is.
And there's so many easy ways to make those child tears happen.
Yeah. So, Noah, you want a real feet-kicking story? where I'm not actually criticizing my child for all of his failings.
Oh, Christ.
I kick my feet back and forth. 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 I kick my feet back and forth.
I got home, I think it was Wednesday, but it was another day that we'd had snow. Not very much. And Drew goes running to the freezer, reaches in, grabs one of his little Drew cups out, and comes running over to me, turns it up into his hand, and says, "Daddy, I saved you a snowball." It's like, aww.
And then you slapped out of his hand, and like, what the fuck's wrong with you, kid?
Saving snow is free.
You tried to grab it from him, and he took it back. He's like, "Actually, I want the snowball now."
You went to grab it and he hucked it at your head.
Yelling, "Psych!" I'm after like, "Where the freezer, are you from you're the like, 80s?
That fucking hurts." Soft and fluffy at all.
There's a rock inside.
Just a ball of ice.
I sound like, what's his name for a second?
Christopher Walken?
Yeah.
You're right, it did.
I heard it when I said it. I'm like, why did I sound like Christopher Walken all of a sudden? Hey, it's a ball of ice. Ball of why ice. Are you throwing it at me? It hurts.
I have an eggplant. You're a cantaloupe. That was good. Someone was talking at work about Christopher Walken almost being cast as Han Solo.
Yes.
I'm like, can you have, like, that would have been a very different set of movies.
Well, didn't you ever see that Kevin Spacey bit?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what we were talking about was Kevin Spacey doing impressions. And somebody said, did you know that Christopher Walken was actually supposed to be Han Solo? I was like, holy shit, that would have been so different.
Well, supposed to be and auditioned for are two different things.
Sorry.
Not like he's like, you know what, I see your contract. Not going to sign it.
Sorry, that he was considered for the part. There, Tim, now we're technically correct.
But still, like, it's still a lot closer than, you know, Christopher Reeve or something. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Not like they were just hanging around.
That would have been a different set of movies as well.
Or Andy Bakvagak, whatever the fuck my last name is. Yeah.
The Millennium Falcon would have had to have been handicap accessible.
Oh. They try to get away, have to wait for the safety ramp to come down. The wheelchair. Beep, beep. Hold on, you guys. I'm coming.
No, this actually, doorway is not regulation.
It had a ramp.
It did.
Yeah, but there's no way we could have gotten in that cockpit with his wheelchair.
Chewie!
OSHA is like inspecting
speed.
It. Like, I see at least 10 violations right now.
I was going to say it's the future, but it's not. It's a long time ago.
In a galaxy far, far away, Andy.
That's true. Maybe time runs different.
But it's in Tomorrowland at Disneyland, so it must be the future.
The
future!
Have any of us talked about our level of excitement for the new movie, or if there's any?
I have a moderate amount of excitement for Tomorrowland.
That is not what he's talking about.
Andy knows it. Fuck Andy.
I'm a ball droid.
I'm a ball droid. I'm going to roll on out of here. Oh, Paul F. Tompkins. You're the best. Oh, sad. Harris Whittle died.
Who?
He's a comedian. He was one of the producers on, was it Parks and Rec?
Yes.
He was a frequent guest on Comedy Bang Bang, and one who used to spar with Paul F. Tompkins a lot. And he died, I don't know, 1 or 2 days ago when we were recording this, of an apparent drug overdose.
Oh.
Sad.
I was about to say, he does not look that old.
Stop putting chemicals in yourselves.
He was 30, yeah.
Oof.
I don't know. I don't know if you ever, when I was talking about the epic rap battle on Christmas a while back that they did on Comedy Bang Bang, he was one of the central people in that. Just to give a voice recognition to the name. Anyway,
okay.
Talking about Paul F. Tompkins reminded me of that.
And Comedy Bang Bang reminded me of the epic Doug Loves Movies from December 17th, I think, where he had like 12 or 13 guests on, and they did like just a massive...
Why, you are behind, my friend. I thought I was behind.
Oh, yeah. I was quite behind.
He's still doing the 2014 Wolf of Wall Street Fighter-minator 2.
Do Judgment Day.
Of the Dead. Man Walking Tall, the President's Men in Black. Fish. Fuck. I think I'm wrong right there.
That's pretty good, though, Tim.
It's damn good.
Well, because I've heard it for a year.
I know.
As soon as you start saying it, I just block it out. I'm just like, oh, whatever.
Yeah. Everything goes a little gray, and then I tune back in.
Am I OZ done? Done. All right.
Yeah.
But anyway, the epic episode. The epic episode.
Yeah, Scott Aukerman was on, and somebody said something to him about, what do you think of Reggie leaving the show to go do that other thing? Because I guess he's going to be on, was it the Late Late Show?
Oh, okay.
There's some late night show that he's going to be like the leader of the house band. I think it's the Late Late Show, the one that was...
Ferguson?
Craig Ferguson, yeah. And Scott Aukerman says something about like, it's great, next question, or something. Like, like there was an edge on his reply.
I mean, so, I thought it was just like the fact that he left for this better job.
Yeah, but like the way that he replied and the way that like they kept poking at him, and he's like, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. It didn't seem like it's just like, oh, he's leaving. It seemed almost like yeah, fuck that guy. I'm glad he's gone.
Maybe he was
playing that part for laughs, but yeah.
I mean, it might have been just like, you know, hurt that he left.
Yeah, but also the fact that like he's there with like Jimmy Pardo and a bunch of other people who are known to kind of like they do dick for funny. sounds like suck
unlike
dick for
Andy
money.
Does dick for money.
No, I suck dick for money. We all made the same jokes.
I thought he was gonna go pleasure, and so I didn't make any jokes actually.
Oh, okay.
I thought he was gonna go pleasure, and when he rhymed money, that made me happy.
Yep. anyways, yeah. So like, they just wouldn't let it go, and that was hilarious. But I didn't laugh anywhere near as hard at that as I laughed at somebody making a reference to Life Day after John Hamm nerded out on what lightsabers are. that is some deep cut Star Wars reference shit right there. Then I laughed to myself. I was like, you know, that's a thing.
Oh, Noah, when you go to Comic-Con, I will give you some money, and I want you to buy me a bootleg copy of the Star Wars Holiday Special.
Do they sell that there?
Well, I don't know specifically that one, but I've seen them at cons before. I just never purchased one. It'll probably be on VHS, but don't worry. I got the technology.
We have the technology just to play shitty quality movies.
Yep. And don't worry. It will be shitty quality.
Oh, yes.
I would love to see Tim's Million Dollar Man. Like, oh, what antiquated technology do I have? Let me see.
First of all,
I got this VCR.
You can automatically update to Friendster anytime you want. And you were recorded here on your Betamax.
Is Friendster still around, Tim?
Let's find out.
So you don't still have an account there, Tim?
I mean, I never closed my account, so technically, yes.
What about MySpace?
I never closed that account either.
But you finally gave up on it, right?
Yeah, oh, well, I mean, it gave up on me.
Friendster is now a social gaming site based in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia.
Ooh, that can't be good.
When was... its Alexa's rank is 20,000, which is not bad. It means it's the 20,000th most popular website. Although I think we beat that.
Really?
I don't think we do.
No, they have 8 million users.
What?
I think we're 20,000th from the bottom.
Yes.
What is the total, Andy?
What's the total what?
Websites. Number of websites? Did it tell you?
Ugh, no idea.
Okay.
Because I don't think Alexa counts that low.
Okay. But, I mean, it must have... I guess just based on points, I guess it just says, okay, if you have these features, then you'll be listed, and then this will move you up in the rankings or something? Because it has to look at everything, doesn't it, or no?
Alexa just looks at the... like, they sample the amount of traffic going to different sites.
Hmm, okay.
They've got some methodology for, like, trying to figure out, you know, how many... you know, how much that traffic is, like, from unique visitors, which I'm sure is... You know, better than sticking your finger in the wind, but probably not perfect.
All right.
The top 10 countries accessing Friendster are the Philippines, Indonesia, Malaysia, Singapore, Thailand, Pakistan, United Arab Emirates, Sudan, South Korea, Bangladesh, and India.
We don't even crack the top 10 of Friendster.
Nope. 90% of the site's traffic comes from Asia. Wow. That's like that is not Friendster. That is like there's a whole other thing just living wearing Friendster's skin.
It's Flenster.
Flintstell.
Flintstell. Meet the Flintstell. It's not a modern website anymore.
Two things.
Not one thing?
Not one thing.
More than one thing.
More than one thing. First of all, I got Don't Masturbate in the Kitchen.
Ooh.
Woohoo!
Don't masturbate in the kitchen. Kitchen.
Don't masturbate in the kitchen. Don't beat your meat on the grill. We're trying to make some delicious food. We don't need you fucking up our meal. Now we'll give you a recipe that you can use at home. Cooking can be fun if you always remember. Do not stroke your bone. Don't masturbate in the kitchen.
And this one is called Rosemary Garlic Lamb Chops with Pimenton and Mint. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly. It's basically smoked paprika.
Okay.
I made it, and it's pretty freaking easy and pretty delicious. I would say, even if you, like, I don't like gamey meats, and it was not gamey. When I was preparing it, it smelled a little gamey, but once it was cooked, it was delicious. Mint does not last very long. You garnish with mint leaves, so you probably want to get the mint as close to possible as when you're going to eat it. Or, you know, same day, I would say. I have heard, though, if you stick mint in, like, a glass of water, like the little ends, it will make it last longer, keep it fresher. I think that was with mint. I've heard it was something, and I thought it was mint, but I could be wrong. And I would say it says to at least marinate it for 2 hours. Like, so basically you create a mixture of garlic, olive oil, and rosemary leaves, and you blend it up, and then you pour that over the lamb chops, and you let it marinate for a little while. I did for mine for 6 hours. Came out pretty good. The minimum's 2, though. And then you just scroll up. We made it with spinach. It was good with spinach, but you can do whatever you want. But, yeah, there you go. It's pretty delicious.
All right.
And I watched a movie.
Tancast Movie Reviews.
Tancast goes to the movies. Tancast goes to the movies. Tancast goes to the movies and talks about shit.
Tanflix.
Most of the movie, I think I've got I only got a few minutes left, called Predestination with Ethan Hawke. And it is a time travel movie that is weird.
We have talked about it before.
Yeah, I think I mentioned it before.
I think you talked about wanting to watch it.
Yeah, and I watched it pretty much. I got maybe 3 minutes left, so I can say that I like it. It's definitely not what I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be more actiony. It is not. There's a lot of dialogue. There's scenes and stuff, but it's just not. I thought it might be a bit more actiony. It's more of a kind of a slow burn.
All right.
I would say it's more along the lines of like Usual Suspects, not in the sense of like that's the type of movie it is, but like. You know, there are definitely some fast-paced parts, but there also is just a lot of talking.
Alrighty.
I'll do some television.
Wow! Color TV, dependable natural color TV. In our home, there's color now. Wow! We own color TV. Wow!
We'll see all our color shows now.
I watched the finale of The Mentalist and enjoyed it immensely.
I see what you did there. I didn't see it. I heard it. You did there.
Are you going to watch it, Andy?
The Mentalist? At this point, I'm so many years behind. Maybe eventually.
Do you care if I asked him to spoil the ending?
I'll just go ahead and sing the Jeopardy theme to myself while you do.
He can tell me later if you don't want to hear it. Andy.
So what do you want to know, Noah?
I just wanted to know what happened, how it wrapped up.
Oh. Well.
What?
Yikes.
All right.
I would have to say the final season of The Mentalist was very satisfying.
Spoilers.
There is a part that may spoil things for Andy. Not in terms of the last episode, but in terms of the last season.
I'll ask you later offline, buddy. Offline.
I'll just say two characters got together, and when the two characters got together, I'm like, oh, it's going to be now the two characters are together. That's going to be lame. But they managed to not make it lame for the entire season.
You told me, I do know who you're talking about, because you did tell me that before. I think we were talking about something.
Was it Castle and Beckett?
Yep.
Yep.
Good.
Castle and Beckett. I take it that's from the show Castle?
Yes.
I did just see The Big Bang Theory where Nathan Fillion did a guest shot. It was somewhat amusing.
I guess something's
like, are you Nathan Fillion? He's like, can we take a – can we ask you – we just want to say we're big fans. He's like, I know who you think I am. I'm not Nathan Fillion. Are you sure? Pretty sure. And then like they go about their business and they come back. And he's like, okay, I wanted to eat my lunch in peace. I am Nathan Fillion. And then the guy's like, wait, are you really Nathan Fillion? Are you lying to us? And he starts asking him, some Firefly thing, and he answers it. He's like, yeah, well, I know that, and I'm not Nathan Fillion. He's like, do you want this picture or not? He's like, oh, yeah, I want a picture with Nathan Fillion. How about a guy who looks exactly like Nathan Fillion, only slightly more annoyed than Nathan Fillion normally is? All right, that's good enough for Facebook.
That's funny.
I also watched the season finale of CSI, which is way too early. Like, so many shows are ending way too early this year.
Season, but not series.
Right. This one's just the season finale. Okay. In which, in 1 week, Ted Danson grew a mighty beard.
Yes.
In case you weren't aware, the character of Nick is leaving the show.
Manly man.
I'm all broken up about Nick. I mean, who's there originally anymore?
It's funny because the three of them had a scene together at the very end. It was Nick, Sarah, and Greg.
That's
it? Oh, and I guess the morgue guy is technically original as well.
Yeah, he is.
But that's it.
Wait, is Brass gone too?
Oh, yeah, he left at the beginning of this season.
Wow. It's like they're pulling an ER. Like, we're just going to keep the show going. Fuck all the characters you used to like.
I mean, is it still doing well?
Yeah, it's doing pretty well.
I mean, yeah, why not? I think I heard that they're bringing out Law and Order. Or they might be bringing back Law and Order.
Yeah, they were thinking about bringing back the original Law and Order.
I don't know why they was it not doing that well?
I have no idea why they canceled it.
Didn't it run for like 17 seasons or some shit like that?
Yeah, it was pretty close to having the record for the longest running drama or something like that.
I feel like people still enjoyed it.
Although I watch its stupid spinoffs.
I mean, I enjoy SVU. I say a little better, but I enjoy them both.
How dare you?
All right. Anything else we want to talk about?
I got some TV shows.
No, you don't.
Excellent.
I do.
No, you don't.
We've been watching Fresh Off the Boat, and that shit is hilarious. Very well written, I think.
All my Twitter feed is constantly filled with people making fun of the title, so that's all I know about it.
Yeah, title could definitely use some help, but I think it's based on the like the memoirs of the guy who the show's like. I guess, kind of theoretically written around.
Ah.
Who's the oldest son of the family.
Okay.
But just, like the humor is... There's a lot of good, different types of humor. Like, they've got some absurdist stuff. They've got some, like, quality family stuff. They have, you know, kind of like fish out of water stuff, where this Taiwanese family who'd previously lived in... I think it's the D.C. area, moves to Orlando... so they have, like, you know, a second type of culture shock that they're kind of dealing with Florida insanity. But yeah, Fresh Off the Boat's funny. Still love Blackish. That's been consistently very funny.
Bummer. We just deleted a bunch of it to make room for the Oscars.
Sadness. Nightly Show. I enjoy. I like Larry Wilmore. I feel like Nightly Show needs to be an hour long. Like, there needs to be more time for Larry Wilmore to set some stuff up, and then, like, the panel needs to be less rushed.
Well, good news. Jon Stewart's leaving The Daily Show. Maybe they can make it an hour long.
Yep, just slot that right on in. Just call it the whole Nightly Show. and a guy that I work with about 2 weeks ago just turns to me. He's like on his way out the door. He turns to me and goes, Andy, you kind of like nerdy things, right? I feel like I'm being set up for something here, but sure. It's like, do you watch reality TV? I'm like, not if I can avoid it. No, you know what? That's not true. I watch a couple of competition shows, but like, you know, it has to be like legitimate competition, not just, you know, a bunch of strung together bullshit. He's like, well, there's one about a guy who makes big giant swords, and it's called Big Giant Swords, and he's kind of nerdy, but then also he's making big giant swords out of big hunks of metal. I think you might like it. And he was right. God damn it, he was right. It's super fucking nerdy, but the dude's... It's not so much that he's not like a blacksmith, like, folding the swords over, and you're, like, making swords in, like, the traditional, like, folded steel way or whatever. It's more like he's taking, like, a big, like, sheet of steel and making, like, ridiculously huge, normal people could not wield these things. So it's more like he's making sword-shaped art. But yeah, I'm fully sucked into that show. I want to know what Irish Mike is going to do next. Like, what crazy okay. big old sword is he going to try to make now?
Excellent.
Yeah. And there's, like, good family stuff in there. Like, he's got a little daughter, and he's trying to, like, she's, like, way into princess stuff, and he keeps trying to, like, tell her, you know, women can be, they can be weightlifters, and they can be scientists, and they can be doctors, and they can run countries, and they can do all these things. I'm like, that is really good. You know, that he wants to raise his daughter to think of herself as, you know, fully, completely empowered, able to do whatever she sets her mind to. Like, that is a good message. He is being a good dad. As long as the cameras are pointing at him, I have no idea what his actual family like is life. Life is like. Flip those words. There we go.
But mostly, women can be cum catchers. Remember
oh.
that.
There is a lot of video evidence. Noah, you groan, but there's a lot of video evidence backing Tim's case.
Terrible.
And, I think we did it.
I think we stumbled over the finish line. I'm a little winded. Not going to lie.
Well, I need to get going. So, remember, never trust Andy's kid not to try and kill himself.
That's right.
Shit.
Well, this week, I hate that it's so fucking cold and the water comes out of the tap so frigid that I've been putting ice cubes in it to warm it up so I can drink it.
That doesn't make any sense.
Everything is possible with science, Tim.
I'm almost done. That was like...
This week, you're doing it like a guy whispering to his wife that he's almost done with his shitty, shitty podcast.
This week, you're doing it like a baby that's asleep.
Aww.
So cute when they're asleep. That's when they're the cutest.
Absolutely.
Tancast.
Thanks for listening to Tancast. If you like this show, please write us up a positive review in iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast through Stitcher, Tancast is available there now as well. As always, you can leave us a comment at our official website, Tancast.com, where you can also find links to our Twitter feed, @Tancast, or our Facebook fan page, or our official Tancast store at Zazzle.com/Tancast. If you want to send us an individual email, our emails are Tim@Tancast.com, Andy@Tancast.com, or Noah@Tancast.com. If you want to send us all an email at once or send in some jokes for Tancast, you can send those to fucktards@tancast.com or yourmom@tancast.com. Special thanks to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and special thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast album art. All right, that's enough of my jibber-jabber for 1 week, and remember, kneel before Zod!
Tancast. I have one word for that.
Yeah. Successful.
That was very successful.
Who do you suppose won the freestyle rap battle?
I don't know. Should we assign a winner for that?
I thought rap battles you like are supposed to like insult each other.
Yeah, well, none of us insulted
we didn't
each other.
Insult anybody.
Yeah.
We got to do the whole thing over.
Yeah, let's do the whole thing over. All right, let's insult each other.
Hit that beat, motherfucker. Yeah!
All right, Harris, who do you want to insult?
Nobody. I like everyone in here.
I'll insult you,
though. It was your idea.
you said we should start over.
I'll start off insulting Harris.
Okay, great. Here we go.
Harris! Harris Whittle! I can't stand you! You're a piece of shit!
Alright.
There we go.
I like that
angle.
All
right.
Harris, you're the fucking worst. Why did you come here today?
You told me to.
I mean, yeah, I invited you to, and you promised.
This is me.
Not how rap battle
this
works.
Is really
you
me.
You can't
though.
Retort. You can't retort.
This doesn't
you guys
seem very
are being super mean. I'm a human with feelings. You know what I mean?
Humble brag. I call humble you brag, out. Yo. Humble brag.
All right. That's enough insulting, Harris. All right, guys. Great raps. Thank
good you. For the listener.
Yeah.
I was going to say that could have gone on forever, but I think it actually did.